a battle of wills between the U.S. and China. 1 year ago, President Trump welcomed China's Xi Jinping to his Mar-a-Lago estate. Despite predictions that different temperaments would make for an uneasy encounter, the meeting helped the nations work closely on North Korea and avoid a trade conflict. Still, this is an election year in the U.S., and Trump wants supporters to see that he's keeping his promises to get tough on China and trade deficits. After he announced tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in March, he got a lot of pushback from U.S. businesses that need cheap steel, allies who export steel, as well as Republican governors and lawmakers. The administration then announced exemptions from tariffs for Europe and countries including Canada, Mexico, Brazil, and South Korea, but not for China, which has alienated many U.S. businesses by restricting market access and stealing their intellectual property. This fight is about more than trade. Not long before Trump announced those tariffs, he signed into law the Taiwan Travel Act, which allows officials at all levels of the U.S. government to travel to Taiwan to meet their Taiwanese counterparts, and for high-level Taiwanese officials to enter the U.S. Although this move reversed a nearly 40-year-old policy, the story got little play in most American media. Not so in China, where some state officials saw this open rejection of the One China policy as evidence that the U.S. trade action is designed not to revive American manufacturing, but to block China's expanding influence. Amid all this was a divergence on North Korea. Beijing was not happy that Kim Jong-un went so directly to Trump with an offer to meet, and that there has been no statement that a Chinese representative will be present. Meanwhile, Trump declared on March 22nd that he intends to impose $50 billion in tariffs, this time targeted directly at China. Trump says there will be more unless Beijing takes actions that knock $100 billion off the bilateral trade deficit.